Hey, it's me, Dave Stone, former co-host of the Boogie Monster podcast. From 2016 to 2023, myself and Kyle Kinane got together each week to ramble on about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and other mysteries of the universe. Or at least that was our initial intentions. But if you've listened before, you know that it usually devolved into disjointed rants about vans and fried chicken. During that time, we also ran a Patreon page that offered up exclusive bonus episodes to our patrons, usually in the form of Q&A sessions. And even though the Boogie Monster is currently on an indefinite hiatus, we're offering up those old bonus episodes to the general population so that everyone can enjoy our old nonsense. Hopefully someday soon we'll dust off our microphones and resurrect the Boogie Monster, but until then, enjoy a blast from the past from your old pals Kyle and Dave. Thanks for listening.
Watch out. There you go. What's going on, everybody? It's me, Dave. How are you? Welcome to your Boogie Monster Patreon bonus content, Dave's Record Room, Q and the A. Gonna A you right in the Q. Hope you all are doing well. How are you today? Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing well. Again, thank you, patrons, as always. Much appreciation of your support. Appreciation to your support, of your support. You get it. That's a little Idols. Dance floor. Where's my dog? Right there, that little change, I like that. It's that new Idols album, Crawler. Big fan. A song called The New Sensation. Been talking about them for a while. Big fan. Big fan of Idols. Never been a big punk guy. I like some punk. We've talked about that. You know, I got my moments. Minutemen, X probably being my favorite. If I had to classify my favorite artist or band in that genre, it'd probably be X. Big fan of X. But yeah, X, Minutemen. Got down on some Clash. Oh, Misfits, big fan. But yeah, my knowledge and interest of punk, fairly limited compared to some of the other genres that I'm interested in. But Idols, man, they've really grabbed me by the balls and said, hey, man, pay attention to what we're doing. And I was like, oh, all right. Take it easy, fellas. Yeah, but that new one, or the most recent one, pretty dope. Digging a lot of that. Idols. What else I've been listening to? Nothing really changed this month in terms of personally what I've been into. Some of the same stuff I've been into for the last few months. Joshua Ray Walker, top of that list. Been listening to a lot of him recently. Let's see, what did I do? Did I cue it up wrong? There we go. Going to see Joshua Ray Walker June? May? May or June here in Los Angeles. I think it's May. May 20-something. May 25th, maybe? How does he do that with his voice? How you do that? Yeah. Digging this whole album. He's got three albums out. Finally got all three of them on vinyl. This is his second one. Glad You Made It. What else? Oh, yeah. Voices on this one. Big fan of this one.
Yeah. stared at my reflection through the bottles behind the bar. I didn't know hate could feel this good behind the wheel of a car.
And let's see, what else is going on? Yeah, big fan, Joshua Ray Walker. Coincidentally, going on tour with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, who I will be seeing in a couple days. Her and her band will be, their band, I'm sorry. I think she came out with her preferred pronouns as they and them. They will be at, what's the name of that place in Silver Lake? Elysian? No, that is a place in Silver Lake, but that's not where she's playing, or they're playing. But yeah, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers and Joshua Ray Walker touring together in June. But coincidentally, I'll be seeing them separately in Los Angeles. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, April 4th? That's a Monday. I'm seeing them. And then I think it's May 25th, Joshua Ray Walker. Anyway, those are the two artists I've really been into the last couple of months. You know how it is? Like, you try to mix it up, and you just wind up going to the same few jams. But that's why you all are here to help me. This is the first song I knew Sarah Shook from. Drinking water tonight because I drank all the whiskey this morning. Why? Baby ain't coming home. Anyway, what's popping off? How about you? Y'all doing all right? Appreciate you tuning back in to another dumb episode of Dave's Record Room. Been working off the same batch of questions for a few months because I wanted to get to them all. A lot of great questions you guys sent in. Not questions, rather. Suggestions these last few months. Recommendations, if you will. I've been asking you guys for musical recommendations. I've been in a rut the last few months, but a lot of these have helped. Helped let me explore something new. So much great music out there. You just gotta poke around, sniff around, find what you like. But yeah, appreciate all the recommendations. Many of these I have been listening to on the regular. Let's get into it. Where did we leave off last month? I think I know where we're at. But let me pull up some of your tunes. Where did we leave off here? Who do I got? Got. What do you got? Do a little bit of this here. Alexandra Honesto asks, or states, they asked. Well, that didn't queue up the way I thought it would. Alexandra asks, do you like film scores? I'm such a Hans Zimmer nerd, I can listen to the Interstellar soundtrack for hours. Here's a little bit of that. I haven't seen this movie. I've heard great things about it. I keep getting Interstellar and Snowpiercer confused. Why is that? Is that the same director? Probably not. Nope. This one's Christopher Nolan, Interstellar. And I know the other one's a Asian dude. Is that right? Same guy who did Parasite. Did Snowpiercer? Man, speaking of movies, I have been watching a bunch of bullshit. There's so many. I think we're in the golden age of bad movies, thanks to COVID. Been watching so many what Katie and I refer to as COVID movies, in that you can tell they were filmed during COVID, because many of them, just one singular location, very small cast. Watched, what's that piece of shit I watched the other night? Windfall, with Fat Matt Damon. That's not nice. I shouldn't call him Fat Matt Damon. He's a much better actor, in my opinion, than Matt Damon. Jesse Plemons. But you have to admit, he does kind of look like Matt Damon. Chubby Matt Damon. That's more fair. I'm calling this guy fat. I'd kill to have Jesse Plemons' figure. But yeah, I like him. I like most of the stuff he's done. Fargo season 2 is where I really started noticing him. Of course, what's the big show he was in? Man, why is that slipping my mind? Breaking Bad. He was in Breaking Bad. But boy, Windfall. Him, some gal I'm unfamiliar with, and Jason Segel. Segel. Him, I could take him or leave him. You know, I don't have strong opinions one way or the other. I enjoyed him in Freaks and Geeks. Some of the other rom-coms, you know. Yeah, I thought this would be a good one, but boy, just kind of a whole bunch of nothing. I won't spoil anything for you. But yeah, so many movies lately where it's just like, that's it? Ugh, I rewatched just because I thought, okay, it deserves a second watch. Everybody loves this movie. It's nominated for Best Picture. I rewatched Licorice Pizza and hated it just as much as I did the first time. Just absolutely a whole bunch of nothing. I know a lot of people love Paul Thomas Anderson, and I like some of his stuff, but now it's making me question, do I like his stuff, or is he just familiar? I mean, Boogie Nights, of course, solid. Oh, look at that, jumping right ahead. We'll get to you in a minute there. anyway, Alexandra, film scores, Hans Zimmer nerd. No, I don't listen to a lot of film scores. There's a few that I listen to here and there, you know, just for the sake of variety. You know, I'll throw on that Godfather soundtrack, Godfather 1. Godfather. You don't call movies 1, do you? It's not Rocky 1, it's Rocky. It's not Godfather 1, it's Godfather. I'll listen to that sometimes. Somebody turned me on to, what's that? I never saw this movie, but they said, hey, you got to listen to this soundtrack. Sicario? Is that how you pronounce that movie about the cartels? I've yet to see that, but somebody's like, hey, you got to listen to that soundtrack. It's pretty good, and I listen to that every now and then. I have no problem with soundtracks. It's just something I don't think to go to. But I like the concept, and I skip through this one here, Alexandra. And Alexandra, I know you're a very frequent commenter, patron, and we appreciate that. I still have trouble with your name. Alexandra. Tomato, tomato. But no, that's something that, thanks for bringing that to my attention. That is something I need to consider in times when I am in a musical rut. It's like, hey, throw on a soundtrack. So I will dig deeper into the Interstellar soundtrack. So thank you there, Alexandra. What you're hearing now is Bella Fleck from the album My Bluegrass Heart, as recommended by Sasquatch Cowboy. Said, just saw an all-star lineup of Bluegrass Rippers perform at Carnegie Hall. Well, hell yeah. Carnegie Hall. I don't think I've been to Carnegie Hall. I've been to Carnegie Deli. Is that on the same block? That's got to be close by, right? But yeah, big bluegrass fan. I call myself a bluegrass fan. Don't listen to enough. I used to be really into it back in the day. Played a lot of it on the radio. But I do like to come back to some bluegrass. Bella Fleck, My Bluegrass Heart. This is a song called Vertigo, featuring Sam Bush. Used to play a lot of Sam Bush back in the day. Who else did I play, like, in that genre? Sam Bush, Bella Fleck, Tim O'Brien. Used to play a lot of Tim O'Brien. Of course, you got the legends, like the Stanley Brothers, Bill Monroe. I guess he's kind of the godfather. I mean, he kind of invented bluegrass, Bill Monroe, if I understand correctly. Flatten Scruggs. Just play a lot of Flatten Scruggs. One of the best bluegrass albums probably in the last quarter century is, in my opinion, is, what is it, about 98 maybe? 99, 98. Steve Earle teamed up with the Del McCurry Band. Put out a great album. I think it's called The Mountain. But yeah, really good stuff there. If you check out Steve Earle and the Del McCurry Band. Spitting some hot fire there. But yeah, thanks for the bluegrass reminder and recommendation, Sasquatch Cowboy. Appreciate that. All right. What do we got now coming up? I have Clean Elvis here. Who recommended Clean Elvis? There we go. John Marlett. I have certain albums and artists I associate with specific times of year. Just note here, so I'm listening to albums I associate with winter. New Order's Get Ready, Modest Mouse, The Moon in Antarctica, Granddaddy Someday, and DJ Shadow's Primitive Strike. I think I have that one on vinyl. Which one? I have a couple DJ Shadows on vinyl. Maybe not Preemptive Strike. I know I've got Introducing, but there's one more. Permanent Press is the one I have. But John also continues for new music, at least new to me. I've been getting into Dan Reeder. The song Clean Elvis will give you a good idea of his sound. Also enjoying Billy Strings and Coulter Wall. Only concert I have coming up is Pavement. That's not happening until October. Two small kids at home. I haven't seen live music since the pandemic started. So I'm excited and hoping things are cool for large indoor gatherings by then. Hell yeah, John. Unfamiliar with Dan Reeder, but I'm enjoying this song called Clean Elvis. Yeah, I'm down with this. Kind of has a Bon Iver vibe. Those haunting vocals. Coulter Wall, big fan. Billy Strings, I haven't got into yet. A lot of people recommending Billy Strings. I've seen a little bit. I appreciate what he's doing. Just haven't sunk my teeth into him yet. But I'll look further into Dan Reeder. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Alex Wynn. I highly, highly recommend the Walkabouts. They're a band that started out being lumped in with a whole late 80s Seattle sub-pop grunge thing, a la Mudhoney, Melvins, Tad, etc. But skew closer to Americana, alt-country, etc. Ahead of the Storm and Got No Chains. Those are the two that Alex recommended. No concert plans. I haven't seen live music in 2 years. It fucking sucks. Might blow half my rent to catch Judas Priest in Portland. We'll see. How about you? Right on, Alex. Never seen Judas Priest. That's a show I wouldn't mind seeing. Speaking of Pavement, I had this down for going back to John. I always like their first one, Slanted and Enchanted. That's their first one, right? I think that was their debut album. Yeah, good stuff. Speaking of the Walkabouts, Alex, Got No Chains. Here we go. This one stuck out. There we go. Look out now. All right. I can get on that. Walkabouts. Thank you, Alex. I'll make a note of that one. Dig a little deeper than that. Andrew Schenkel. Schenkel. There's only one in there. The new Turnstile record from last year is really good. Also, my buddies are in a new band signed to Wiseblood Records called Sundown. Four aging punks in their early to mid-30s, making melodic punk slash hardcore. Right on. On the heavier side, I'm stoked to see Converge, Full of Hell, Uniform, and Thou. This spring, heavy and abrasive as fuck. I got to see Primitive Man a couple weeks ago as well. Ignorantly slow with the gnarliest low guitar tones, literally sounds like the end of the world. Not on on the not heavy end, Foxing's newest record, Draw Down the Moon. The fun, slightly poppy indie record, all about falling in love. And I recently started obsessing over Brother Tiger. He does 80s-style synth pop that's really amazing. Very chill and catchy. Great for driving at night, going for a walk when you're a little high. Hell yeah. Hope that helps. Sorry for your loss, but I'm happy for you and your dogs. Give Katie all the love. Right on. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that. I like this Turnstile. I get down on some Converge. I saw Converge open for Mastodon years ago. That was a hell of a show. Okay. Turnstile. Unfamiliar, but I'm digging this. Let's see what else. Oh, Primitive Man. You weren't kidding. I got into some of this yesterday. I was listening to this album. Primitive Man Immersion. You weren't kidding. Literally sounds like the end of the world, says Andrew. There you go. Fucking take it easy, dude. This guy's got to learn to relax.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Zachariah Baroness, my dude. And I'm sorry, Zachariah, I couldn't see what clip you left a YouTube link, but links don't work for some reason in the comments of Patreon. So I have no idea what you suggested, but yes. Oh, speaking of, I wonder if that was the same show. What are the fucking odds? I saw Baroness open for Mastodon as well. May have been a different show. Yeah, I think the Converge, it was Converge Mastodon, and it was somebody like Priestess, like kind of stoner rock. Is it Priestess or Lion Eyes? I think I saw Baroness open at another show, a different time. But I've always loved this song for Baroness off the Red album, a song called Isaac. There we go. Yeah. Get some of that. Right on. Hell yeah. I gotta get some of their stuff on vinyl. I know they do, like, every album's like a different color, right? I know they have, like, the purple album and the red album and maybe a blue album. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Drew Brown. What's up, Drew? Drew simply suggests Rough Magic. Unfamiliar with Rough Magic.
It's eloquent. Expresses modern man and all his self-pity.
Shrug of the Year. From the album The Devil's Cattle. There we go. Okay. There you go, Drew. I should have known Drew was going to suggest something with some gnarly riffs. Drew, you still working for Riding Easy Records over there? Where's that? Where y'all at? Y'all at, I get those three beach communities. Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, and Redondo Beach all confused. I think you're one of those. I think that's where their offices are. Okay. Right on. Thanks for checking in, Drew. Oh, boy. Hayden McKinley says, I went and saw Jason Isbell at the Tabernacle in Atlanta. Great show as always. Recommendations, Billy Strings, Metal Guy Turned Bluegrass. Okay, I didn't realize that. I didn't know Billy Strings was a metal guy. Coulter Wall. Huh. There's some Isbell. Hayden, you heard this one yet? Isbell doing Metallica's Sad But True. There you go. Watch out. Thanks for checking in, Hayden. Andrew Schenkel, who we just heard from, checks back in. I forgot to mention 68. 68's two-piece heavy rock verging on metal with some real gritty twang to it. My buddy said it's like the White Stripes with a better drummer, and if Jack White listened to more metal and wasn't a total dickweed. Yes, other people have suggested 68, and Kyle even suggested it. I think we got to that last month or the month before. But we were listening to some 68 together when we were on tour back in December. And rarely do Kyle and I's music align perfectly. You know, I'm leaning towards a little more of the metal and the country. He's leaning a little more towards the punk and the 80s hair metal. But this one, 68 lined up perfectly. And now would be a great time to play some 68, but I forgot to include them in this playlist. So, I think I played some last month. Chad Schmood, listening to a lot of John Denver, trying to learn the guitar parts. More power to you. I have no interest in John Denver. I'm sure he had his qualities, but I think John Denver was just a victim of overexposure in the late 70s and early 80s. And he won, like, Country Music Artist of the Year when he's not, I don't know. It'd be hard-pressed to, I mean, I'm not going to get into that whole debate, what is and isn't country, but, and plus, hard to defend some of the mainstream shit that is supposedly country, so I'm not going to die on that hill. But yeah, John Denver just never did much for me. But hey, that's what you're into. Do your thing, buddy. I had, thought I had something lined up from the Ethiopics. Josh Dock says, Ethiopics, if you're up for some down and moody African jazz. I thought I had that on this list, but I do not. Let's see if I can pull some up for you real quick. There's one song somewhere. But yeah, I got no problem with this kind of stuff. Something I got really into a few months ago, or maybe a year or so ago, but world music. I went through my world music phase. Got into some of that stuff. William Onyebar, Fela Kuti, Fela Kuti. Got into some of him. Even got into some weird, what's that French? I got this album, this, compilation album. Bip, Blip. B-L-I-P-P-P. Got three. Is it Blip or Bip? Anyway, it's New Age synth pop from France. Early 80s. Really good stuff if you can find that. Oh, that's not necessarily world music. Alright. Yeah, I like that. Oh, got, what do we got? Who else has chimed in here? Who's chiming in? There we go. Josh McAfee, here are my album recommendations. Ashamed by Mad Foxes. Right on. Josh goes on. Outrage is now by Death from Above, 1979. I had one of their albums back in the day. Butterfly 3000 by King Gizzard. Is that also the Lizard Wizard? Circles by Caspian. Million Mask of God by Manchester Orchestra. Strange Trails by Lord Huron. Also, I got tickets to see Psychedelic Porn Crumpets in Chicago in May. Just hoping COVID doesn't fuck that show up, because they are an Australian band and they don't hit the States much. Miss live shows. Right on. Right on, Josh. Yeah, this Mad Foxes. I was getting in on some of this yesterday. A song called Gender Eraser. All right. Yeah, I'm down with this. Good stuff, Josh. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Nate Z, going to see Girl Talk in Austin in April. All right. Super jazzed. Also, fuck people that don't tip pizza drivers. If always give a shit tip on the app and then give them the real monies when they show up. All right. It's like my grandmother used to say, don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Nate. Well, this is fun. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Simple math. Chris Hargett. Emil and the Sniffers. Fun as fuck punk band. Emil. Hey, email. You play football with my cousin. Remember Christopher? I think that's in the pilot of Sopranos. So the first or second episode, he has to meet that Czechoslovakian guy. In Czech, what did he say? In Czech Republic too, we love pork. Ever try our sausages? I think the guy's name is Emil, but Christopher keeps calling him Email. Hey, Email. We're the new generation. Emil. Emil and the Sniffers, fun as fuck punk band. Yeah, this is a fun one here. Some Mutts, the name of this song. All right. Well, hell yeah, Chris. Thanks for checking in. Jeff Riley. Hey, Dave. Sorry, not a music question, but I'll ask anyways. What is your go-to all-purpose hot sauce? Great question, Jeff. Probably my go-to, the one I use the most, probably, shit, now I forgot the name of it. What's the name of that damn sauce? It's Mexican hot sauce. Oh, shit. Man, my brain is really starting to get fuzzy as I'm getting older. Maybe don't smoke weed every day, Dave. It'll help your memory. God damn it. What's the name of that sauce? Do you have blank? I always ask the question. Hey, do you have... I'm going to pause it and go find this fucking sauce. But, Cholula. Cholula hot sauce. Duh. Yeah, that's probably my go-to. I like Louisiana hot sauce. I like that. Crystal hot sauce. It's all right. It's fine. Tabasco, no thanks. Hard pass on the regular Tabasco. I do like the Chipotle Tabasco or the jalapeno, the green. But just regular Tabasco, ugh, no thanks. But yeah, probably Cholula. It's one I probably go to the most. Thanks for checking in, Jeff. Thomas Ripley, check out the Alex Jonestown Massacre. Richmond, Virginia punk-influenced rock and roll. Their album Run on Death Sentence is right up your alley. Run on Death Sentence. Oh, okay. Song called 007 Shantytown. Now, I knew about the Brian Jonestown Massacre, but Alex Jonestown Massacre. Unfamiliar with. Right on. There you go. Okay, Thomas. Thank you, buddy. Jacob Rupert. What's up, Jacob? Jacob's my old friend. Jacob also can't stop listening to Emil and the Sniffers. The new album, Comfort to Me. It's so goddamn good. Right on, Jacob. Hope you're doing well. I bet Jacob and I have seen some shows together. I feel like we've seen shows together. Jacob, were you with Rodney and I when we went to see Nashville Pussy and Reverend Horton Heat and Unknown Henson? That was a fun time. That was a show we just went and saw on a whim after my show in Atlanta about 5 years ago. My buddy Rodney was like, hey, come on. Get backstage at Nashville Pussy. Like, all right. Can't say no to that. Hope you're doing well, Jacob. For those who listen to my Gravy Boat program, Jacob is the voiceover talent. you ever hear somebody speaking on that program that's not me, it is Jacob. Good to hear from you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Logan Hendricks, been on the strange binge of 90s garage band type shoegaze noise rock. On the fringes of 90s alternative kind of sounds, what I would call snowboarding montage music. Lots of heavy riffs and big muff sound. A lot like Smashing Pumpkins, but without Billy Corgan's whiny vocals. Amen to that. Check out the song Sign Crushes Motorist by Calm. It's exactly what you need in your life. Well, all right then. Let's do it, Logan. There you go. This is the beginning of a snowboarding montage. You're right. I can see the snow. I can see the cool gear. The GoPro point of view. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at this at all. All right. Good job, Logan. Appreciate that recommendation. What else we got? Boards of Canada. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Logan continues. Also, I agree with Torkel. I guess Torkel chimed in earlier. You also need to check out Boards of Canada, if you don't already know. Moody, strange beats and melodies. Dark at times. Those two guys are mathematical geniuses. Worth a listen if you plan to sit down and have a lot of jazz cabbage. Okay. Let's see what they're doing over here. That's pretty. Isn't that pretty? Well, hell yeah. Boards of Canada. Right on. Colorado Nick. Hey, Dave, check out the Yawpers from Denver. Several people have recommended the Yawpers. Am I pronouncing that right? The Yawpers? Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with this. Who else is from Denver that I like? 16 Horsepower. Aren't they from Denver? I like them. Yeah, I've heard a lot of these Yawpers. Yeah, this is right up my alley. Good job, Colorado Nick. There you go. Not mad at that. Eric Price, Graveyard. And I know I'm mispronouncing this. Hisingen Blues? I know that's, where are they from? They're from, Sweden or something, right? I have listened to a lot of Graveyard. I think this, was this their first album? Because I feel like I had this one about 10 years ago. Yeah, you can't help but notice the Robert Plant comparisons there. Not compare, similarities. That's all right. Yeah, I'm down with this. Yeah, I listened to this album years ago. I think I saw them at the Masquerade. Right before I moved. This would have been, it's been like January, February of 2012. Pretty sure I saw Graveyard at the Masquerade. Hell yeah, Eric. Appreciate it, buddy. Got what do we got? Mark Harvey. Hi, Dave. Check out the band All Them Witches, specifically the album Lightning at the Door. Very good. Very acceptable. Very good. Very acceptable. Hell yeah, Mark. Yeah, I'm all about this. You guys have really nailed some of these recommendations. You're starting to know what I like. stuff. There you go. Black Pumas. Brandon Howard recommends Black Pumas, Alabama Shake, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. My go-to lately. Big fan of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I've listened to a lot of Alabama Shakes. Just now coming around on Black Pumas. Several people have recommended that to me recently. But this is Touch the Sky. This is right up my alley. I love this kind of stuff. Take me down off your pedestal. Where Black Pumas from? Because I know St. Paul and the Broken Bones and Alabama Shakes, those are Alabama artists, are they not? Well, I know St. Paul and the Broken Bones are, and I'm assuming Alabama Shakes is because of their name, but I also feel like I'm correct in saying they are from Alabama. Right on, Brandon. Thank you, buddy. I'll look further into some Black Pumas. Good stuff. Chris Shaheen. Hi, Dave. If you're into instrumental rock music that's not Trans-Siberian Orchestra, check out The Battle from Ohio. When I was making this list yesterday, or the day before, Chris, I typed in The Battle from Ohio. I thought that was the name of the band. And then I realized that the band's name is The Battle, and they are from Ohio. Although The Battle from Ohio would be a good band name. Yeah, I found this one I like. Final Act. Yeah, I like this kind of stuff. It's good hiking music, good outdoor music. Hell yeah, dog. Digging that. All right, moving on. Brendan Townend. I always mispronounce this, Brendan. Townend. It's two words. It's town and end. Townend. Brendan says he's loving the drums. They are a little dancey and melancholy. An odd but appealing combo. Well, hell yeah. A song called Days by the Drums. Right on. Thank you, Brendan. Wes G, so much good stuff in the comments. Dave, check out the latest record by the band Low called Hey What, my record of the year 2021. I have tried to get into Low, Wes. I've got two buddies that are really into them, and they have recommended Low for years. And there's nothing wrong with this song called All Night. It's just they never slap me in the face. I need to be slapped in the face. Choked a little bit, spit on. I don't know why Lowe's just not grabbing me. I need a hook or something eventually. I need something I can hum along to at some point. But no, I'm not shitting on this. I'm confused as to why so many of my friends with good musical taste are into Low, and I've yet to come around on them. But hey, maybe I just need to spend a little more time with them. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it nonetheless. Jerry Bond. I second Kyle's River recommendation. RVIVR. Is that Reviver? Reviver. Yes, Kyle was talking about Reviver. Listen to this one on tour. Amazing punk band with great sing-alongs, riffs, and people. Yeah, this is very Kyle. Yeah, I could see if you're into pop punk. See if you're really into pop punk. This is right up your alley. It's good stuff. Not necessarily my cup of tea, but I appreciate what they're doing. Thank you, Jerry. Brian Stevenson. What's up, Brian? There you go. John Spencer Blues Explosion. Got really into them back in the 90s. I think this is the album that I listened to back in the day. A song called Bell Bottoms. There's a great documentary on YouTube, and I cannot recall the name of it. But it's about a lot of these old Delta Blues guys having a second shot at a career late in their career thanks to Fat Possum Records. The dudes at Fat Possum would go out. I think they revitalized careers of folks like R.L. Burnside. Who's the other guy? Junior Kimbrough. But yeah, maybe just search on YouTube Delta Blues documentary. Something like that. But they just talk about how this record label, Fat Possum, would go to Mississippi and some of the other areas and find these old living legends that were playing in juke joints 50 years ago and now in their golden years just sitting around barely collecting Social Security checks, and they're re-releasing some of their old stuff, putting out new stuff, sending them on tour. One of the acts went on tour with John Spencer Blues Explosion. And I think even they were the backing band. I want to say it was R.L. Burnside. But yeah, I think John Spencer Blues Explosion guys played on some of those albums. Right on, Brian. Thanks for checking in, buddy. What do we got here? Here's a good one. Sweet Jimmy T, Without Any Irony, Marty Stewart's Way Out West was my favorite LP from the last 2 years. Classic. Sorry for your loss, Dave. We love you and we need you. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been going off the same batch of questions for a few months. So some of these condolences referring to Katie's father passed on Christmas morning. Not funny. Don't know why I'm laughing, but well, it's funny if you knew him. That just seems about right. Like, R.I.P. David Strandberg. It's like, gonna ruin your fucking Christmas. Katie's doing well though, taking it day by day, hanging in there. Good days and bad, but she's all things considered, she's doing pretty good. Sweet Jimmy T, yes, Marty Stewart's Way Out West. I've been listening to this album for a couple of years since it came out. I think I played some of this at my wedding mix. I saw Marty Stewart live in concert back in like 96, 97. Cumming, Georgia. My dad always loved Marty Stewart too. And I shut down. Then the world went spinning round and round and round and round and round. Yeah, anybody that knew Marty Stewart? He was part of that 80s heyday of mainstream country. What was his big hit? He had a hit called Hillbilly Rock. And he had several other hits. But, I always kind of categorized him in the same categories I do Dwight Yoakam. Had big commercial success in the mid to late 80s in country radio, but was one of the few artists from that group that is actually worth a damn. Like, you know, they went on to have great careers outside of their radio hits. But yeah, Marty Stewart. Gotta love that. Robert Willis just says Foles is great. F-O-A-L-S. Foles. Song called Mountain at My Gates. Okay. There you go. Got kind of that modern indie rock vibe. Yeah, good stuff. Right on, Robert. Thank you, buddy. I'll look further into Foles. Adam Jance, I've been digging King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and it's as strange as it sounds. I see these guys' albums all over record stores. For years, I've been saying, God, they must have a dozen albums, it seems, because I always see different albums. And just recently, I was like, all right, what's the deal with the King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard? And I found this song. Something titled KGLW, as in, I'm assuming, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. But, yeah, Here we come. Here we come. Here we go. Hey, I'm going. There you go. Right on. Gotta love that. I love the idea of like a heavy jam band. I don't know enough about them. I'm not saying that's what they're about. But based on this song, and like their packaging and imagery and their cover art stuff, they just feel like a jam band. And then you hear shit like this, and you're like, oh, okay. Jonathan Olsen checks in. Definitely not Greta Van Fleet. I don't know enough about them. I do know that they're the band that is one of the biggest Zeppelin ripoffs, it seems. Who's this? Who do I have now? Andrew. Andrew Schenkel again says, hey, Dave, if you scroll up, you'll notice I mentioned the 68 weeks ago. I get that. I get that, Andrew. That's like when, a buddy of mine, it's like, hey, this other buddy told me about this band or this movie. And it's like, hey, asshole, I told you about that. I've been telling you that for years. My recommendation wasn't good enough for you to seek them out. But now that Kenny has told you about them, now they're your favorite band. Who is this? This is Gary Wilson. And then I kissed your lips. Sneaker Booty recommended Gary Wilson. Dave, check out Gary Wilson, the album So You Think You Really Know Me. Has completely changed what I thought music can be. I cannot speak highly enough about how great his music is. He's a weirdo genius, outsider musician, and I mean that in the best way possible. Right on, Sneaker Booty. Okay. Speaking of outsider musicians, I think I told you a few months ago how I watched this documentary about outsider music. And they were talking about that band. I think they're called the Shags. Is that the name of them? The three girls, the three sisters. It was such an awful, awful album. But I saw that reissued the other day at a record store. Somebody reissued the Shags. Is it the Shags? The three girls. Oh my God. It's literally, I think the story was like the dad was into music and he just forced all of his dreams and wants onto them. You know, he was living vicariously through his children. So he went out and bought his three daughters some instruments, but they had no knowledge or interest in music at all. And they were just kind of self-taught, if you could call it that. And oh boy, it is rough. Dan Richmond's checking in. Super Wolves, Blackwater Holy Light, New Vavoid, New Idols, there you go, Heavy Temple, High Reaper, Eye Flies, and Void Vader. This is Blackwater Holy Light, a song called Willow. This one stuck out, Dan. Good stuff. Right on, Dan. Thank you, buddy, for checking in. Logan says, hey, Dave, check out My Morning Jacket. Logan, I know My Morning Jacket. I've been an MMJ fan since, was it Chocolate Nice? What's that EP they put out, like 05, 03, something? Yeah, big fan. I don't talk about it much. They're not like my top tier, but yeah, I got no problem with My Morning Jacket. What did I have queued up for them? Oh, Touch Me, I'm Going to Scream, Part 2. Oh, that's the one you recommended there, Logan. All right. Let's fast forward this one a little bit. Yeah, gotta love his voice. Jim James? Yim Yams? What's his nickname? Is it Yim Yams? Yim Yams? Yeah. good stuff, My Morning Jacket. I think we're about done. We got one more here. What do we got? What do we got? I got a couple more. Corey Anderson checks in. The album The Root by McTuff and the album Brazil by Chris Castino. Late to this post, but thought I'd put my two cents in. Right on, Corey. Thank you, buddy. McTuff. Sounds like the Napoleon Dynamite soundtrack. A song called Neighbor's Ivy by McTuff. Oh, yeah. This one I really liked. Chinese Whispers by Chris Castino. I'm familiar with Chris Castino. Chris Castino. C-A-S-T-I-N-O. Castino. A song called Chinese Whispers. I like this one a lot. Bit of a Shins vibe. We're all busted up some way. It makes us sacred. Well, hell yeah. Great recommendations. I appreciate that. Everybody who chimed in. A little George Jones for you. George Jones and the Smoky Mountain Boys. The Smoky Mountain Boys was, I believe, Roy Acuff's backing band. And then back in the early 70s, George Jones borrowed them to make an album. Oh, yeah, sorry. Colleen swears a lot. I'll chime in late as well. TV Ice from the Swaths. Great original Sodac love. South Dakota? Sodac. Is that what y'all call that? I never thought about that. Yo, you Sodac or Nodac? Which one are you? Right on. I couldn't find any the Swaths, Colleen, on my YouTube music. But I will make a note of that and look into them. Thank you, Colleen. Yeah, seriously, thanks everybody who chimed in with recommendations. I know it took a few months to get through this entire list. But hey, look at me. I'm just outsourcing my boredom. Hey, I'm in a musical rut. Y'all tell me what to do. And I gotta admit, that's it's a nice resource having you guys here. A lot of these right up my alley, and I appreciate that. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're staying sane and happy. Things are good over here. I can't complain. Got the new record room set up. It's looking good. Just over here, living the dream. Heading out on a tour here in a couple weeks. Not as robust of a tour as I would like. Only doing 6 cities. I tried to do more. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I can't get out there a little more often coming up in the summer months. Get out there and hit some areas maybe I haven't seen in a while. So, yeah. But, yeah, as always, patrons, we appreciate the hell out of you. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to this. Thank you for listening to the Boogie Monster. Anything that we put out and people listen to, we are grateful. So appreciate the fact that people still give a damn. So that's always nice. Take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, patrons.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Okay, thank you.